from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
The Steelers are the only team in the NFL that tackles frequently in training camp, and they've dealt with a ton of injuries this season. It hasn't prevented injuries. Like I mentioned, Cam Hayward last year. You gotta spar before you box. Cam Hayward gets hurt game one last year. You know, Najee Harris re-aggravates an injury in a preseason game 2 years ago. The list goes on and on. I don't think any of this is an exact science. It's like pitch innings limits in Major League Baseball. It's pseudoscience. You're guessing. It's all theory. It's all philosophy. The reason I'm so against Mike Tomlin running the most physical camp in the NFL is because where's the tangible benefit? If the Steelers were winning 10, 11, 12, 13 games, divisions every year, playoff games every year, I'd say, hey, brother, you keep doing what you're doing. Like if Belichick was doing it, and actually Brady did play a lot in the preseason when he was a Patriot. Okay, you know better than everybody else because you win more than everybody else. If Nick Saban's Alabama teams ran the most physical fall practices in all of college football, you can't argue with it. But Mike Tomlin deserves no benefit of the doubt here. They haven't won a playoff game in 7 years. 24 of the 32 NFL teams are categorized in that Mike DeFabo piece in The Athletic as never tackling or rarely tackling. That's the vast majority of the league. If you want to broaden it out to sometimes teams tackle, you throw the Chargers, you throw Jacksonville, New Orleans, and Tampa in there. 28 of the 24 teams in the NFL aren't tackling very often. That leaves four that do it. Four. And the Steelers are one of those four, and they tackle more than the other three. Why should we just say, oh, Tomlin's got it all figured out? He knows. He doesn't know. They haven't won a playoff game in 7 years. So he doesn't get the benefit of the doubt for me. Russ is going to play on Saturday. Russ said he needs to get out there under the lights. Well, the game's at 1 p.m. Although it is indoors in Detroit, so I guess he is correct. There will be lights on. Should he play? 412-928-9370. Who should play? Who shouldn't play? So I don't want to step on my own toes here because I'm all about preserving players' health. I will talk out of the other side of my mouth for one specific unit, and that's the offensive line. Offensive line gots to play. You're going to have Broderick Jones. You're going to have Dan Moore Jr. You're not going to have Troy Faltanu, obviously. You're going to have your whole starting offensive line play because they got to get better. You got to take advantage of your early season schedule. You need your offensive line to gel. That's the one position unit where I will step all over my own argument from the last segment and a half. Those guys do have to play. Those guys do have to gel, coalesce, whatever word you want to use. Because we've seen over the last 2 years, it takes time for that. Steelers' offensive line, I thought, was playing at a fairly high level at the end of last season. Even the year before that, where you didn't have as much talent, they were playing much better at the end of the season. And I think they figured out some things schematically in addition to just gelling. You need to be able to reach that level earlier this year. When you get into that gauntlet that is the second half of the season schedule this year, you need to be a well-oiled machine. It can't take you five games to figure out your offensive line. Whatever you can do to jumpstart that, you do it. And so your offensive line is the one unit that I would say needs to play in this game. Najee Harris, don't want to see him. If you had Jaylen Warren healthy and Tomlin wanted to trot Najee out there for a carry or two, don't love it, but could understand it. Jaylen Warren may well not be healthy for game one. They're optimistic it's not a long-term thing. There's an outside shot he plays week one. Might be unlikely. Can't risk Najee getting hurt. And then what, you're handing the ball to Cordarrelle Patterson as your primary bell cow running back game one? Nah. I know that some could argue that this receiving core needs time to work. You need to develop a rapport. I'm not playing George Pickens in this game either. I think Tomlin will. I'm not doing that. You lose George Pickens, all of a sudden, Russ Wilson, week one Atlanta, is throwing the Van Jefferson, Pat Freiermuth. Who's the third? Not Roman Wilson. He might be on IR, according to Ray Fittipaldo. Is it Quez Watkins? Is it Scotty Miller? It's not good. So I can't let Pickens go out there and get hurt. Defensively goes without being said. No Cam Hayward, come on. No TJ Watt, no Minkah Fitzpatrick. I'm probably not playing Joey Porter Jr. either. I know Tomlin likes to play young guys, and year two for him would characterize him in that group. If he goes down, same thing with wide receiver, right? Like, you lose your guy, what's behind him? It's not good enough. So I wouldn't play him. I think the real conversation, the hardest conversation, is at the quarterback position. I don't want to see these guys get hurt. You don't want to cost yourself the season before the season starts. But I do think a reasonable argument could be made that Russ needs to go out there and work with a lot of these receivers because of how bad it looked last time out. Justin Fields a little bit with the first team because of the way it looked in the first game whenever he did play with the first team. Because you've got two guys, it's hard for me to say because I don't want anybody to get hurt. You heard that first segment I did? I'm probably giving them a little bit of time just to get a positive taste in your mouth, but I'm not letting them get in harm's way. I'm not calling run plays for Justin. I'm not calling run plays for Russ. I'm not letting them get out on the edge. I'm not calling boots. I'm not calling waggles. I'm not calling read options, anything like that. But three steps out for a series or two. You do have to walk that line. You do have to thread that needle. You know, when I say Mike Tomlin tackles more than any coach in football in training camp, that is true. I'm not saying don't tackle at all. You got to be thoughtful about it. Tackle a little bit. Keep up with the Joneses. Do what everybody else is doing. You don't need to be different because it hasn't yielded results. Same way I view the preseason. I'm not having guys play a half. Mike Tomlin looks at this game as a dress rehearsal. I wouldn't. I'd have guys play a little bit. Certain guys.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.